the Johnston Wax Program. Everyone. The makers of Johnston's Wax present Marion and Jim as Fibber McGee and Molly. Ted Weems and his orchestra open the show with Sing, Baby, Sing. Play, Weemsy, play. Interesting to go through some of the new modern houses and see what beautiful little homes are being built for $5,000 and less. Many of the modern rooms have linoleum on the floors, and I don't have to tell you that Johnson's Wax is responsible for the glowing polish on most of these floors. The wax brings out the colors in the linoleum and keeps it in perfect condition. You can't picture one of the modern houses with scuffed or dingy floors. Wall paneling and floors must have a lustrous polish at all times. And that's why it's so necessary to protect all such surfaces with Johnson's Wax, so that their beauty will be long-lasting. Whether you live in an ultra-modern house or a comfortable old-fashioned home, you'll find that Johnson's Wax protects your woodwork, furniture, and floors with an invisible shield of beauty, and actually makes housekeeping much easier, for dust and dirt cannot cling to a Johnson Wax surface. The McGees are celebrating their wedding anniversary tonight and have planned a big garden party for all their friends. But, not having a garden, Fibber has taken it upon himself to clean up the vacant lot next door for the purpose. And here, clearing away the old cans and bottles, we find Fibber McGee and Molly.
I wonder if folks wouldn't find someplace else to put their dad-ratted junk, Molly. Look at this here old rusty 5-gallon can. Can you imagine what kind of a dim-witted, unthinking, left-handed lame brain would deliberately dump this old can next door to a nice house like ours?
Why, sure. You threw that there yourself.
Oh, well. Shucks, I had to put it someplace.
McGee, you better put on some old canvas gloves. I don't want you to be cutting yourself on a tin can.
Oh, I like to get at these here jobs barehanded. Matter of fact, I don't mind a job like this at all. It's something I can get my teeth into.
Getting your teeth into a tin can? Why, you talk like a goat. Oh, there's the mailman, McGee. Yoo-hoo, Mr. Engel. Anything for us?
Hello, Mrs. McGee. Hello, Mr. McGee.
Gee, Reggie, you're getting old, ain't you? How long you been carrying the mail?
Oh, since Ted Weems give me the sack. I see you're getting ready to celebrate your anniversary.
How'd you know, Red?
Says so on this postcard. Says, many happy returns of the day. We'll be glad to accept your invitation. Please wire me if you will serve soup or celery. Signed, Miles Reed. Who's he?
Well, he's our sound effects man. He wants to know what noises to bring.
Is that all the mail there is for us?
That's all today, Mr. McGee. Got one for Ted Wheaton's, though.
What's it say, Bud?
I don't know. It's a letter, and it's sealed, so I haven't read it yet. I'll have to wait and read it over Wheaton's shoulder.
Yeah. Let me take it. I'll hold it up to the light.
Why, well, don't be so nosy, McGee. The idea, reading other people's mail. What's it say?
Ain't even addressed to Ted. It's sent to the Johnson Wax Show.
Well, what's it say?
I can't figure out if it's a knock or a boost.
Well, why?
It says, oh, boy, what a show. What a show. Theodore is terrific.
Well, what's the matter with that? Ted Weems will be tickled.
I don't know if he will or not. I can't make out whether it says Theodore or the odor.
Well, so long, folks.
You know, Molly, if this nation should die out and a million years later somebody'd be exploring around here and find all these cans and bottles, what would they think?
Why, they'd think we left a lot of cans and bottles around.
Get this stuff cleared away so as I can mow the grass. You know, Molly, there's a job, mowing the grass. I get an awful kick out of mowing grass.
I know. The more, the merrier.
Oh. Molly, did I ever tell you about the time I lived down in Titicomb, Texas, and couldn't get no grass to grow in the front yard?
Oh, yes, many's the time.
Well, sir, what I done was buy 3,000 of them fiber mats that folks use for doormats, and I painted them green and sodded the lawn with them. Mm. Boy, I certainly solved that problem.
Well, you can solve anything if you really go to the mat with it.
Used to sprinkle it twice a day just for the effect on the jealous neighbors. Used to sneak out at night with a bucket of yellow paint and pink dandelions all over. Then in the morning, I'd go out with a worried look onto my face and dig them out. But I had to give it up. I couldn't stand it.
Stand what?
The robins. The poor little robins would come fluttering down looking for worms, and when they'd land on that matting, they'd look at me so dad-ratted reproachful. I just couldn't take it. Oh, well, that's the way it goes.
Oh, McGee, look. Huh? Here comes a truck, heading for this lot.
Well, if they try to dump anything here, they'll find they got a fight on their hands. I'll tell them that.
It's a bunch of young men.
Hi, boys.
Hi there.
Looks like government stuff, Molly. Hey, boys, you from the CCC?
No, we're from the TWO.
TWO?
Ted Weems Orchestra.
Yes, and go to work, boys.
Every street I walk on becomes a lover's lane, but I'm with you. I can't see the sun go out in the rain when I'm with you. To lose you would be tragic. Here is my heart unfurled. You have that certain magic. You're the seven wonders of the world. No red off the ground, but the leaves are on a tree when I'm with you. Flowers sing a love song. There's music in the breeze when I'm with you. Please let me make this confession. You are my magnificent obsession. The world is all alive. A lovely one when I'm with you. Thank you.
That was Ted Weems and his TWO workers playing a new project, When I'm With You, with Perry Como as Rhyme Keeper. Well, Fibber has really worked hard clearing away the junk from the vacant lot next door and is now busy clipping the grass and bushes for their anniversary garden party tonight.
Hey, Molly, what anniversary is this we're celebrating?
Our 18th, Mickey.
18th? Is that all the longer it's been?
What?
I said, don't hardly seem possible we've been married 18 years.
Oh, I don't know, McGee. I found another gray hair this morning.
On your hairbrush?
Yes.
Oh, don't worry about that, Molly. I was brushing Toops's cat with it yesterday.
What? You got a lot of nerve using my... Oh, there's Silly Watson.
Oh, hi there, Sil. Did you get them Japanese lanterns like I told you?
Yes, I got them little old Lapanese lanterns.
You mean Nipponese Jackson?
Napajack Cistern.
Lapanese Jackson. Yes, I got them. The man say he's going to send them right out.
Oh, I know, but when?
What?
When is he going to send them out?
Well, right away, you say, and I suppose when he say right away, he mean kind of soon, please, man.
Well, did you tell him when the garden party was, Silly?
Yes, I say tonight was your 18th anniversary, he said. Anybody that can last that long being married these days don't need no Japanese lanterns. He say what you ought to have is a 10 million candle power aviation beacon.
Well, did you bring us one, Silly?
No, ma'am, they didn't have one.
Well, that's one Silly didn't bring home the beacon. Don't you get it, Molly?
Ain't funny, Mickey.
Okay. Excuse me now, please, folks. I gotta go oil the lawnmower.
Well, now that takes care of that.
No, I wouldn't be too sure. Silly probably told him we just got married and didn't want him till our 18th. Hey, you! Get out of there! I just cleaned this lot up.
What are you doing there?
Huh? What's the matter, bud? Looking for something?
Yes.
What are you looking for?
Looking for a place to hide this stuff. I'm a G-man.
G-man, huh? Government?
No, garbage.
Hey, you! That's right. Hey, I just seen... Hey, come back here, you!
What? 70 days, the nerve of that fella.
The mashes and stuff he dumped got up my nose.
No. McGee, you've got what the Germans call a dump car.
Hey, Molly, there goes Parker Gibbs. Hi there, Gibbsy. You coming tonight?
Oh, I wouldn't miss it for a farm.
How big a farm?
Make it a window box. See you later.
Where's all them guys going, Molly? Country Washburn just went by a minute ago.
Why, they're all sitting under that big tree over there playing mumbly peg.
Them musicians always sticking the knife into something. Oh, hi, Perry.
Hello, Pepper. Hi, Molly.
Hello, Perry, darling. You coming to the party? It's our 18th anniversary.
Oh, I see. I'll be there and help you forget. Hi, boys.
Hi, Perry.
You know, Molly, them fellas, they don't seem to realize the importance of our affair tonight.
McGee, after being married 18 years, I'd hardly call it an affair.
Did you order the folding chairs, Molly?
Yes, but I don't want them sent out to the last thing. They might get damp and hurt the finish on.
Ah, but you wouldn't have to worry about that if they were protected by a gleaming coat of Johnson's wax.
Oh, hello, Mr. Wilcox.
Hi, Harpo.
Hello, folks. Say, nice job you're doing on the trimming, Fibber.
You betcha.
But then, you always were a clip.
Oh.
Hey, Harpo.
Yes?
Did you ever play building and loan?
No. How do you play it?
Get out of the building and leave us alone.
Well, I'm afraid I can't stay any longer. No, well, no. Don't insist. Don't insist. No. Don't. Well, go on, folks.
Well, sure. Well, hold Harpo. Oh, hello there, Geraldine.
Oh, hello, Mr. McGee. Hello, Miss McGee. I just thought I'd drop in and see if there's anything I could help you with for your party tonight.
Well, thanks, Geraldine, but I don't think...
I told Gerald you were having your 18th anniversary party, and Gerald said the cutest thing. I mean, he really did, really.
Yes, well...
Gerald said, well, misery loves company.
Oh,
Gerald, he's such a cynic, Mr. McGee. I mean, he really is.
What do you mean, misery? Say, me and Molly have been real happy.
That's too. Exactly what I told Gerald,
oh,
yes.
Sure.
I said you were the happiest couple I ever knew. I told him you were always holding hands.
Oh, that's
and
right.
Gerald said, affection or protection. Oh, but don't mind Gerald. He's always like that.
Well, when you find a marriage like ours...
I told Gerald marriages are made in heaven.
Betcha.
And Gerald said maybe that's why they picked a hot place like Reno to separate. Gerald says Reno is where the party of the first part and the party of the second part part. Can you imagine?
Gerald must have been feeling kind of sour. He
oh,
was...
I know. I know why he was always so insulting, and what do you think he said?
What did he say?
Oh, oh, just priceless, really.
Priceless is right. I wouldn't give you a nickel for
it. Yes, Dale said the difference between a pat on the back and a kick in the pants is just a matter of location. Well, I think he must be off.
I'll say so.
Biddle, biddle, biddle.
Someday, Molly, that gal is going to hear a record of herself and take to the needle.
Oh, it's Elmo Tanner. Hello, Elmo.
Hello, folks.
You're coming to our anniversary party tonight, aren't you, Elmo?
What can I lose?
Why, it's our 18th anniversary. Now, what do you think of that?
Yeah.
18 years. Yeah? Let's see. 18 from 1936. Oh, you were married in 1918.
Mm-hmm. Yes, why?
That's the year I went to war, too. Hiya, fellas.
Smart guy, huh?
Oh, I think Elmo's real nice to him. And I love the way he whistles. Mm,
so.
Oh, dear, the place is beginning to look nice. Oh, there's Ted Weems. Hello, Ted.
Hi there, Ted. You coming to the party tonight?
You bet I am. What party?
Hey, Ted.
Yes?
Look at all those TWO workers of yours sitting under that tree over there.
What's the matter with that?
Well, it's dangerous. What if a thunderstorm should come up and lightning would hit that tree?
They should worry. I'm the conductor. Come on, boys. Go to work.
All over this country have taken advantage of Johnson's free gift offer and have received a full-size can of Johnson's Auto Wax without cost. If you haven't already asked your dealer for Johnson's free gift anniversary package, I urge you to do so right away. The package contains a pint can of Johnson's Auto Cleaner and Polish and a full-size can of Johnson's Auto Wax. You pay 59 cents for the cleaner only. This is less than the regular selling price. And you get the auto wax free. Johnson's Auto Cleaner and Polish will make your old car sparkle like new in short order. Johnson's Auto Wax protects the beautiful polish, keeps the finish from becoming scratched and stained. When you Johnson wax your car, you cut down on car washing. And later, when you want to trade the car in, you will get more money for it if the finish has been wax protected. Go to your dealer tonight or tomorrow morning and get free a full-size can of Johnson's Auto Wax in the free gift anniversary package. Well, you'd hardly know the vacant lot next door to the McGee's. Fibbers mowed the grass, trimmed the bushes, whitewashed the trees, and with Silly's help is now stringing wires for the Japanese lantern. This is going to be quite an anniversary party tonight. Here are Molly and Silly holding the ladder while Fibber strings wires.
McGee, did you get permission from the owners of this property to hang up the lantern?
No, but they can't object, Molly. Chuck, I ought to send them a bill for cleaning up the place. That's... Hey, hold that dead ratted ladder steady, Phil.
Keep your eyes on your work, Philly. What are you staring at?
That little girl over there, please, ma'am. She got a little old ball on a rubber band, and she hit it with a paddling doggone. She never missed one.
Hey, down there, hold her steady. What do you think I am, a sparrow?
Hi, everybody. What you doing? Barn 10, barn 11.
We're hanging up Japanese ladders, honey. Now you going home.
I don't want to, I betcha. I want to watch you. Barn 18, barn 19, barn 20,
hey,
barn
there,
21.
Sis. Don't bother us. Go play someplace else.
Want to play here, I betcha. Barn 30, barn 31. What you hanging the lanterns up for, hmm? Watch ya.
Go on away now, little girl. Go on, get on home now. Go on.
Well, why are you hanging the lanterns up for, hmm? Barn 52, barn 53, barn 54.
It's for a wedding anniversary, sis. Now go on away.
What's the wedding anniversary, hmm? What is that? Barn 59, barn 60, barn 61.
Wedding anniversary means that we've been married for a long time.
Why?
That's better. I don't know why. I mean, look here, sis. Hey, hold that ladder.
Look out.
Hold
it.
Hey, hold.
Oh,
my.
Oh. Heavenly days. Are you hurt, McGee?
No. Just sore. Now you listen here, sis.
Gee, that was funny, mister. Do it again. Barn 72.
Well, slap my sunburst. She never missed a beat.
Listen, dearie, we're very busy here. Now, you run along and play somewhere else.
Yeah, I'll say so. You pretty near made me bust my neck.
Why, you pretty near made me a little sound. Barn 82, barn 83.
484,
485.
Quiet, Phil.
Yes, Mrs.
Where do you live, sis?
Over there, little way. Where do you live? 489.
We live right here.
Why?
Because... Dad, hold on. Listen, sis, we're busy here.
What doing? Barn 96, barn 96.
You're going to have a party here, why?
Can I come? 499, 500.
Sure, you can come, sis. But just as an initiation, we're going to make everybody that comes to the party take a big spoonful of castor oil just to prove they really want to come.
Castor.
Oh,
gee. Goodbye,
mister. 510. You didn't even know what you were doing.
Yes, imagine that kid, Molly, bouncing that little ball more than 500 times off that bat.
Yes, and right off the bat. I could give you more than 500 reasons why you should protect your car finish with Johnson's Auto Wax.
Oh, hello, Mr. Wilcox.
Hi, Mr. Wilcox.
Hello, silly. Well, Fibber, how are the party preparations coming along?
Oh, pretty good. Up till now.
I see. Oh, it must be great to celebrate a wedding anniversary like this. Oh, I'm an old bachelor myself.
That's what I often say. Hey, how do you like these Japanese lanterns?
Why, they're beautiful.
We think so, too. You know, in olden times, the Japanese used to wear them over their heads. This way. Now, hold still.
McGee, what on earth are you doing?
Then they pulled them down over their ears like this.
Hey! Oh, hey! Geez. What are you doing?
Come on, Molly. I want to get back to the house and clean up.
Say, take this thing off. I can't see where I'm going. Fibber! Molly!
Ah, dear. That's what I always liked about Harpo. Friendly sort of a Jap. Well, come on, Molly. Let's go in the house.
Phew.
Boy, am I tired. Now, I suppose I better start getting myself cleaned up.
Ah, just think of it, McGee. 18 years.
Yeah?
And to think you'd spent all day long cleaning up a dirty old lot so we could have a party. You sure must love me, McGee.
Ah, well, Molly, I always... Hey! What's that?
Heavenly day. Must be a parade. Open the door, McGee.
Probably a political parade.
All right, Florence, this is the place. Just unload the stuff there and set her up quick. Get over there now.
Hey, wait a minute.
McGee.
Huh?
They're dumping stuff all over our nice, clean lot.
Hey, you. You over there. What's the idea? I just cleaned that lot up. Get out of there.
Not so, my little so-and-so. Not so. We have a legal permit for the use of this property. Yes, yes.
For what?
For the Horatio K. Boomer Combined Carnival. The greatest traveling aggregation ever known. All right, boys, hurry there. Get that merry-go-round set up. Oh, Elmer, put your hot dog sandals on the other side.
Hey,
you can't do that. I just cleaned up that. I said,
Do you want to go to the carnival tonight, Molly?
Time of year when women are thinking about fixing up their homes for fall. Even though you aren't planning to spend much money, you'll want to make your rooms look attractive. So here's a suggestion. Wax your floors, furniture, and woodwork with Johnson's Wax, and everything will take on a fresh, well-cared-for appearance. Johnson's Wax gives a beautiful luster to floors and linoleum, leaving an invisible film of wax protection over the surface, saving the floor from scuff marks and scratches. When you wax your furniture, you'll discover new beauty in the wood. The satin-like polish sheds dust and prevents smudges from sticking to the tables and chair arms. Then be sure to give all door frames and windowsills a gleaming coat of Johnson's Wax so sticky fingerprints can't cling to them. You'll save yourself hours of housework over a period of time if you wax your floors, furniture, and woodwork with genuine Johnson's Wax. Look for the attractive yellow can. And remember, you save money by ordering the larger sizes.
Joking aside, this really is our 18th wedding anniversary.
And we hope everybody listening in is as happy as we are. And I want to thank you for your wonderful support.
Oh, shucks, that's all right, Molly.
Quiet, Igor. I wasn't talking to you.
Good night.
Good night, dog.
This program comes to you from our Chicago studios. This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.